Welcome to the Pretty Deadly Podcast. I'm Susie Colick, the founder of Pretty Deadly Self-Defense, a self-defense program for women I developed based on my experiences as a violent crime survivor and my 23 years of training in the Japanese art of ninjutsu. If you've been following along, you'll remember that in last week's episode, me and Pretty Deadly certified self-defense trainer and martial artist Yuthia Brosh were talking about our upcoming workshop for Final Girls Film Fest here in Berlin. But before I go on, if you're a Pretty Deadly graduate and you've heard rumors about there being additional levels, the rumors are true. If you've completed our basic course, you can now enroll in level 2 and level 3 this spring. Don't think about them as beginner, intermediate, and advanced, but rather general, social, and intimate. Our first level that we do kind of gives us the basic tools, and then level 2 and level 3 take us on a story, basically a typical day in the life of a woman. On the way to work, at the office, going out for after work drinks with friends, taking an Uber or a taxi home, maybe somebody that you met while you were out with drinks was cute, you exchange numbers, you go on a date, you invite them back, invite them in for drinks, and maybe even invite them to spend a night. That is level 2 and level 3. We're talking about basically the things we generally face every day and all of the things that can go wrong along the way. So level 2 is for social situations, office, nightclubs, your commute, whether it's a taxi or a subway or even just the walk home. And level 3 is for intimate situations, going out on a date, inviting someone back in and inviting them to spend the night. Anyway, we're starting on March 4th here in Berlin. And you can find all the info that you need to sign up and join us for level 2 and level 3 at teamprettydeadly.com/book, B-O-O-K. Okay, so back to our episode. Just as a quick recap, the Final Girls Film Fest is an annual festival hosted here in Berlin celebrating the best in women's horror, meaning features, shorts, workshops, talks, and even book launches about horror created by women and women's roles in the horror genre. It's a brilliant festival, and if you are here in Berlin, please join. I know that the founders of Final Girls have also been invited to a lot of other independent film festivals around the world. So if you ever get a chance to attend a panel discussion, a talk, or any of the films that they're featuring at South by Southwest, at Sundance, at wherever they go, please go because it's always worth it. But here in Berlin, every year for the past 6 or 7 years, Pretty Deadly has participated in the festival. We lead a self-defense workshop for the festival based around a horror theme. So the first one that we did was called What If She Fought Back, where we took classic horror films from Psycho to Scream, even to Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and we taught self-defense moves that the first girl murdered in the film could have used, but no victim blaming. To survive the killer in the movie. So, which would have made for a very short movie, but possibly a very badass class of superheroes. I don't know. Anyway, the workshop for the second festival was called How Did She Do That? Looking at clips where the final girl does survive and vanquishes the bad guy and then learning the self-defense techniques she uses to do it. So the way that we do these workshops is generally we watch a series of horror films based in that genre. In the first two particular cases, it was your pretty average serial psycho killer slasher films. And then we choose techniques that we find useful, that we find interesting, and that we find that we can also maybe apply in everyday life. I used to have a rule when I started doing this with Final Girls that when we were looking at films, we could not use paranormal stuff because how are you even supposed to fight that? So there was no Freddy in Nightmare from Elm Street. There was no poltergeist. There was no basically any kind of paranormal character. But last year, we decided to introduce self-defense against zombie hordes because a lot of the techniques that we were teaching are also useful in surviving a crowd crush or crowd surge. And this year, we decided to take it one step further and tackle my biggest fear, vampires. So our workshop for the Final Girls Film Fest in Berlin this year is called Fearless Vampire Killers. Now, I'm releasing this episode the night before our workshop, so I can't tell you how it went, but I can tell you about the preparations. So Yulia Brash, who I interviewed last week, and I have worked together to craft a workshop, watching film clips, coming up with moves, and I want to share with you what we learned along the way, which is what this episode is all about. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about why I'm afraid of vampires. There's two main reasons. One, because I'm a Gen X person, and my parents thought it was totally okay for me to watch a bunch of really inappropriate stuff when I was a very small girl, one of which was Roman Polanski's Fearless Vampire Killers, which gave me a lifelong fear of vampires. Now, I've gone back and watched that film as an adult, and it's actually pretty funny. I'm going to put the politics of Roman Polanski aside for this discussion. There's a lot of things that I have actually written about that. But nonetheless, the movie itself, as an adult, isn't that scary, but as a kid, it was terrifying, and it gave me a lifelong fear of vampires. But also, what I've learned over the course of my years working with Pretty Deadly and talking to the thousands of women that I've worked with is that almost every single woman has a fear of someone breaking in the middle of the night and trying to kill them. And I don't just mean women, I mean girls. This starts in our girlhoods. There are family members in my family that have expressed this fear when they were young children as well. So it's a constant for women, and vampires, of course, I mean, that's what they do, right? They are the embodiment of our biggest fear. I have grown up with the mythology of vampires being that obviously they can't come in unless you invite them in. But a movie that was popular when I was a girl was called Love at First Bite. And that vampire could fly in if you left the windows open. So I've also had a fear of leaving windows open. Now, I do leave windows open when it's really hot. I don't live on a ground floor, and it's pretty hard to break in through the windows where I live now. But I did once have a bat fly in the middle, really early in the morning, and it was terrifying because it raised the question, is that actually a bat or is it a vampire? Anyway, that's its own adventure and its own episode of how I overcame my fears to deal with that bat. That's not what we're talking about here. Here we're talking about vampires. So in the world of this kind of mythology, and remember that these mythological creatures are pretty universal. There are forms of these in almost every single culture: vampires, werewolves, zombies, witches. Werewolves traditionally represent sexuality or repressed sexuality that then is violently released. Zombies tend to represent the brainless masses, and vampires represent patriarchy. So it's also very interesting that almost every single woman from girlhood has had a fear of someone breaking in the middle of the night and trying to kill them, represented by vampires, which represent patriarchy, which I think, I don't know, says something about an underlying understanding that girls and women have that maybe this structure isn't so good for us. It's important to understand that the Final Girls Film Fest is a queer-friendly, safe space and very much a feminist event. So the idea of killing vampires as representative of patriarchy seems, pretty appropriate. As usual, prepping for this workshop required watching a bunch of classic and more recent vampire films and some TV shows. Of course, Buffy the Vampire Slayer and What We Do in the Shadows would be two of them. We threw in a nod to Nosferatu because it's Berlin, and some of the cheesier old Hammer classics, as well as more recent fare like Jamie Foxx's Day Shift. No sparkly vampires were used in the making of this workshop because, come on. But one of the most constant elements across all types of horror, especially as I've been crafting these workshops over the years, is that the weapon used to kill people most often is a knife. And in the case of vampires, of course, it's a stake to the heart, or eye, or stomach, or wherever it lands. I know more recent films have added silver bullets, which are supposed to be for werewolves, by the way, so I don't know where that came from. And there's been quite a bit of beheading. Again, not really sure where that comes from, since the point of driving a stake through the heart is well, at the very heart of the vampire myth to begin with, pardon the pun. But oh well, the point is that we don't use knives or stakes in our workshops for safety reasons, which should be fairly obvious, but what we do use is wooden spoons. So as Yuli and I were going through clips and crafting the moves that we're going to take, so what we do is we watch all these movies and then we kind of cherry pick the scenes that we want to use. And again, we're choosing scenes that have either highly applicable techniques that can be used in real life, or sometimes that are just interesting because we're both martial artists and, you know, we want to have fun too. So as Yuli and I were going through film clips and looking to identify certain scenes that we could recreate and then come up with self-defense techniques for, we were also considering whether to include the Quentin Tarantino film From Dusk Till Dawn. I saw it when it first came out and was released in the theaters, but watching it again all these years later, the level of misogyny and violence against women on display in this film is extremely difficult to stomach and to justify. But one of the things that struck both of us was that this was the only vampire film where the vampires are not white people. In fact, the three white people, or the four white people and the three main white guys in the film, two of whom are criminals and one is a preacher, are the heroes of the movie, while all the vampires are, well, Mexicans. Which means that in Quentin Tarantino's world, it's either that the ones who are to be feared the most, the ones who suck all the lifeblood out of you, are minorities and immigrants, or that we should really be questioning who exactly we're rooting for when we want the good guys to win. Anyway, being able to combine kung fu, taekwondo, which is Yulia's areas of expertise, and ninjutsu, which is mine, to defend against bloodthirsty vampires is truly a bonus. So we came up with a bunch of fun moves, some really good clips to use, and to be honest with you, the whole thing was a lot easier when you're a team. Which, of course, is the first fundamental of self-defense and survival. Invest in your community. If you're in Berlin, come join us on Sunday, February 11th at City Kino Venning for our Fearless Vampire Killers workshop, or catch us in April in Cologne at the Frauen Film Fest, where we'll be doing a workshop harnessing the power of female rage. And if you're not in Berlin or Germany, but want a workshop like this for your community, get in touch and we'll be happy to work with you and make it happen. You have been listening to the Pretty Deadly Podcast. You can learn more about who we are and what we do and how to find a Pretty Deadly course near you by visiting our website at prettydeadlyselfdefense.com. And if you're a fitness or martial arts pro and you'd like to enhance your instructor skills, our certification programs are open for enrollment, and you can find them on our website at prettydeadlypro.com. This podcast is produced by Singe Network for Pretty Deadly, recorded in Berlin, and our original music is the track Icarus Wish by Berlin band Dead Centuries, used with permission of the artists.